Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see
him. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 19th of July, 2017. We are still in the book of Proverbs. Today we are going to be covering Proverbs chapter 26, 27, and 28. And these are common sense and wisdom sayings here. They're pretty cool. Let's get into chapter 26 of Proverbs. Verse 1. As snow, 7950 in summer, 7019. As rain, 4306 in harvest, 7105. So honor, 3519, is not appropriate, 5000. For a fool, 3684. Rain and snow and all that stuff shows you you don't want it to snow in summer. It's not supposed to snow in summer. Harvest time's usually dry weather, so you don't want it to rain and ruin all your crops. So you don't give honor to a fool because it's not appropriate. He hasn't earned it. He's a fool. Very, very basic common sense teachings. Verse 2. As the bird, 6833, wanders, 5110. As a swallow, 1866, flies, 5774. So a curse, 7045, without cause, 2600 shall not come. Birds just wander all over the place, pecking at the grass. You ever see a flight of swallows? They're just swarming. They're going all over the place. So that curse doesn't come without a cause. Here's a method of control. Verse 3. A whip, 7752, for the horse, 5483, a bridle, 4964, for the donkey, 2543, and a rod, 7626, for the fool's back, 1460. They only learn one way. You have to control them. Verse 4, do not answer a fool with foolishness, 200, lest you also become like him, 7737. And here's verse 5, and it's different. Answer a fool with foolishness, lest he become wise, 2450, in his own eyes. There's two different situations there with two different reactions. Verse 6. He that sends forth a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Because they were sending messages between war commanders and stuff trying to negotiate peace and all that stuff back in those days. A lot of battles. Well, if you sent the message to try to sue for peace by the hand of a fool and never get there. Verse 7. The legs, 7785, of the lame, 6455, are not equal, 1809. They're not equal to that of a, a, of a man that does not have an infirmity. Okay. So is a parable, 49:12, in the mouth of a fool. Well, he can't explain the parable fully. So why give him a parable? He can't handle it. I know that's politically incorrect, but I'm sorry. Verse 8. As he that binds, 6:8-8:7, a stone in a sling, 4:7-7:3, that was a weapon of the time. They would sling stones, David killed Goliath, okay? So is he that gives honor to a fool, because it's going to be cast away like the stone in that sling. Verse 9. As a thorn, 2:3-3:6, goes into the hand of a drunkard, 79:10, so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. He's going to mess it all up. Verse 10. The mighty that all fear hires the fool and hires passers-by, people that are passing through. He hires them both. They all can do some, even a fool can do some work. Here's one you'll recognize. Verse 11, as a dog returns to his vomit, a fool repeats his folly. And you can reference 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 12, if you see a man wise in his own eyes, there is more hope, 8:6:1:5, from a fool than of him. He thinks he knows it all. Don't confuse him with facts. You get a little drink of water here. Air conditioning dries out the air. Verse 13. The lazy man says, there's a lion in the road, a lion in the square. In other words, he's avoiding going out to work because he says, oh, there's a lion out there. It's going to get me. There's no lion out there. Verse 14, as a door turns on its hinges, so the lazy man upon his bed. 4:2:9:6. He's attached to his bed and just turns over. Work. Oh no. I'm going to get some more sleep. Verse 15, and you can reference Proverbs 19, verse 24. They keep repeating this one. There's a number of them that repeat this. The lazy man buries his hand in the serving dish and is too lazy to return it to his mouth. He's too lazy to eat. That's terrible. Verse 16. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven that can return a good judgment. 29:40. He thinks he's really smart. Verse 17. This is another little section of three verses. He that passes by and meddles with strife, 7:3-7:9, that is not his, is like one that seizes a dog by the ears. The dog's going to bite him. He's messing at somebody's business. He's going to get bit. Verse 18. As a madman, 38:56, who shoots, 33:84, deadly, 41:94, firebrands, 21:31, and arrows, 26:71, And 19 is a continuation of that. So is a man that deceives, 7:4-11, his neighbor and says, am I not in sport? 78:32. He tricks his neighbor instead of, am I just, I'm just joking. Well, he's causing harm with that. So, like, deadly firebrands and arrows. That's not good. Verse 20. Here's another little section. Where there is no wood, the fire is quenched. So where there is no whisperer, 5:3-7:2, is a gossiper. Contention, 4:0-6:6, is calmed, 8:3-6:7. Get rid of the talebearer and the liar, and things are going smoothly. Let me get a little hit of this ice water. Verse 21. As charcoal, 6:3-5:2, is to burning coals, 15:13, and wood to fire, so is a contentious, 4:0-7:9, man to kindle, 2:7-8:7, strife, 7:3-7:9. He's fuel for the fire. He starts the fire and it builds it up. So he brings it with him. Verse 22. The words of a whisperer are swallowed greedily. 3:8-5:9. That's, in other words, listened to avidly. Oh, yeah? Really? Give me the lowdown on that. And they go down into the innermost parts. 2:3-1:5. Of the belly. You swallow it and you believe it. And then you'll spread it too. Oh, did you hear about this happening to so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Boy, we got a lot of that today. Verse 23. Burning, 18:14, lips and a wicked mind are like a clay pot, 27:89, overlaid, 6:8-2:3, with silver dross, 5:5-0:9. They're going to make it look like a silver vessel. And they take the dross of the silver and smear it all over it. And it's only got a little bit of silver in it, but it covers it sort of and makes it look, it's a fake silver pot. It's worthless. The dross is worthless. They usually threw the dross out. So, verse 24. He that hates pretends with his lips and puts deceit, 48:20, within him. Yep. Smile to your face. He's a backstabber. Verse 25, for when he speaks graciously, 2:6:0:3, do not believe him, because there are seven abominations, 8:4:4:1, in his mind. Verse 26 continues on, his hatred may be covered by deception, 46:80, but his wickedness shall be revealed, 15:40, before the congregation. It's going to come out. Verse 27. Here's the last two verses are not a little section. You can reference the book of Sirach 27, 25 through 27 in your Apocrypha. Whoever digs a pit shall fall into it. And he that rolls a stone, rolls is 1556, as puts off. He who rolls a stone, it will return to him. And a stone is as reproach. Okay? He puts off reproach. It's going to come back on him. And you're digging a pit to trap your neighbor or do something evil. Verse 28, and the last verse in Proverbs 26. A lying tongue hates those it afflicts, 1790. And a flattering, 2509, mouth makes ruin, 4072. You're flattering somebody, setting them up for something. Well, we got a lot of that today, too. Man. Well, here we are. We have Proverbs 27. That first section went pretty quick here. Verse 1 of Proverbs 27. You can reference the book of James, chapter 4. Verses 13 through 16. Do not boast, 1984, of tomorrow. Okay, now the word they use for tomorrow is Yom Makar. They're two words together, 3117 and 4279. And it's literally the day next in the Hebrew. So they translate it as tomorrow, which is not bad. It's the next day, okay? Let me clear my lungs here. I got a cough. Oh, there we go. I run out of air. Verse 2. Let a foreigner, 21:14, praise you, and not your own mouth. A racial alien, 5:237, and not your own lips. Don't boast yourself up. Don't brag. Verse 3. A stone is heavy, 3:514, and the sand, 2:344, weighty, 5:192, but a fool's, 1:91, vexation, 3:708, is heavier, 3:515, than both, 81:47. It just weighs on you. Verse 4. Wrath, 2:534, is cruel, 3:95. And anger, 6:39, a flood, 7:578, is overwhelming. But who is able to stand, 5:975, before jealousy, 7:068. It's a powerful emotion. Let me clear my pipes again. There we go. Verse 5. Uncovered, 1540, rebuke, 8:433, is better than concealed, 5641, love, 160. Ooh, at least you know the truth. Because if you hide your love, it's going to get you into trouble. Verse 6. faithful. Now that's 539, and that is at well meant. Faithful are the wounds, 6482, of a loved one. 157. In other words, what they say is well meant, but it might hurt you. Okay? But kisses, 5390, of an enemy, 8130, are deceitful, 6280. They're lying to your face, planning something bad for you. Verse 7 of chapter 27. The full 7649 person rejects 947, a honeycomb, 5317. Okay, he's had enough to eat. No, I don't need any dessert. Okay. But to a famished 7457 person, even bitter food, 4751, is sweet, 4966. He's famished and he'll eat even stuff that's bitter as long as it fills his belly. Verse 8, as a bird, 6833, that wanders, 5074, from her nest, 7064, so is a man that wanders from his place, 4725, the place where he belongs. Verse 9. Oil, 8081, that's oil of anointing, that's pure beaten olive oil, and incense, 7004, pleasant incense, rejoice the heart. So does the sweetness, 4986, of a friend, 73, from heartfelt, 5315, in other words, from his inner being, from heartfelt counsel, 6098. Somebody that really cares for you, gives good advice. It's better than those other things. Verse 10. Do not forsake, 5800, your friend, or your father's friend. Neither go to your brother's house in your day of calamity. 343. Better is a neighbor, 7934, close by, 7138, than a brother far away, 7350. He's too far away to help you, but your neighbor, if you're good friends with him, will help you. Verse 11. My son, be wise, 2449, and make my heart glad, so that I may return words to he that reproaches me, 2778. He accuses him of something. Verse 12, a prudent, 6175, should be the prudent, because they have man inserted in here. It's in parentheses, but it's not actually in the Hebrew. So a prudent can also be the prudent. The prudent sees 7200 evil, 7451. And hides, 5641. But the simple-minded, 6612, goes on, 5674, passes through, and is punished, 6064. And that's gets a fine. It's fined. for doing wrong. You can't tell good from bad. Verse 13. Take, 3947, his garment, 899, that is a pledge, 6148, for a foreigner. 2114. And take a pledge, 2254, of him for a racial alien, 5237. All right. The foreigner is Zur, 2114. And the racial alien is 5237, Nochri. And these are to bind with a pledge as surety. In other words, you get collateral from these two. If they are not a racial Israelite, be very careful when you do business with them. Make sure they have collateral so you don't suffer a loss. That's what they're saying to you here. Oh boy. I'm gonna start laughing during this one. I'm sorry, but verse 14. He that blesses his friend with a great voice rising early in the morning, it shall be regarded as a curse to him. Oh, that great is like a loud voice rising early in the morning. You're just sleeping good. And your neighbor comes over. Hey, Billy Bob, what's going on? Oh, man, what is the matter with you? Oh, I was sleeping so good. Oh, and that's what that verse describes. There is so much humor in a lot of this stuff. Oh, boy. Here's verse... Verse 15. You can reference Proverbs 19:13. They have a bunch of these in here. A continual 2956 dripping 1812 on a rainy 5464 day and a contentious 4079 woman are alike, 7737. It's like, oh. Boy, oh boy. It just drips on and on and on. She just wants to argue and is not going to let you have any peace all day. Verse 16. Whoever constrains her, 6845, constrains the wind. Or oil in his right hand, which calls out, 7121. That's ever holds or restrains, 6485. Constrains the wind, or oil in the right hand, and 7121. Is in a sense of odor or of squirting out. you try to grasp oil in your hand and it just goes. Here's a. Here's a famous one, verse 17. Iron, 1270, sharpens 2300 iron. So a man sharpens the face, 6440, of his friend. Iron is a metaphor for mind, And face is a metaphor for wits. So mind sharpens a mind, okay? When you have good discussion, intelligent discussion, you each come out of it with more knowledge. And you're going to have this conversation with your friend, so his wits are going to be sharper when the conversation is over. Verse 18. Whoever tends, 5341, a fig tree, 8384, shall eat the fruit of it, 6529. So he that watches over, 8104, his master, 113, shall be honored. Verse 19. This is pretty. As water, 4325, reflects, and it's 6440, a face, 6440. So does the heart, 3820, of Adam to Adam. Now, reflects, 6440, doubled like this, reflects a face. It can mean face, it can mean presence, and it can mean before. 6440 has a number of meanings. Here, as water reflects, and it should say the appearance of a face. A reflection of a face. Okay, verse 20, and you can reference Proverbs 15, verse 11. Sheol, 7585, and Abaddon, 11, are never full, 7646. So the eyes of Adam kind, that's 120, are never satisfied. 7646. Now Sheol is the land of the dead and its inhabitants, and Abaddon is the pit of destruction. Verse 21, and you can reference Proverbs 17, verse 3. As a refining pot for silver and the smelter for gold, so is a man's mouth for his praise. 41:10. In other words, refined speech will bring you praise. Verse 22. Even if you grind, 38:06, a fool, 191, in a mortar bowl, 4388, like grain, 7383, with a pestle, 5940, his foolishness, 200, still will not depart from him. If you ground him in a bowl, he's still going to be a fool. Okay, here's another section of chapter 27. Be diligent in knowing the appearance of your flocks. 6629. Set your mind on your herds. 5739. Verse 24. For riches, 2633, are not forever, and a crown, 5145, is not to every generation. Verse 25, the hay, 2682, is removed, 1540, and the tender grass, 1877, is seen. And herbs, 6212, of the mountains, 2022 are gathered. 622. Verse 26. The he-lambs, 3532, are for your clothing. 3830. And the he-goats, 6260, are the price, 4242, of the field, 7704. Verse 27, and goat's milk, okay, goats is 5795 and milk is 2461. Goat's milk enough, 1767, for your food, 3899. For the food of your household and the living, 2416, of your maidservants, 5291, your household will eat that goat's milk. They make goat's cheese, curds. They were herdsmen, tribal herdsmen back then. We don't live that lifestyle anymore. But if you understand how we lived back then, these things make perfect sense. Now here we have Proverbs chapter 28, and this will be the last I'll do today, and Friday I will finish Proverbs with 29, 30, and 31. Here's verse 1 of chapter 28. The wicked flee when none pursues. You heard that before? That's a famous one. But the righteous are as confident, 982, as a lion, 3715. Verse 2. A land of rebellion, 6588, has many rulers, 8269. In other words, they're all fighting among themselves. Oh, I'm the leader. I'm the leader. No, you're not. Draw your sword. I challenge you. Okay. It's getting like that now. Out there in the world, not necessarily here in the United States and Britain, but they're all fighting among themselves over yonder and plotting against each other. It's coming to a head soon, folks. May the Messiah come soon. A land of rebellion has many rulers, but an atom of understanding, 995, and knowledge, 3045, but by an atom of understanding and knowledge, order shall be prolonged. Missed that little word there. Verse 3. A poor man that oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain that leaves no food. That's a destructive rain that washes away the crops. Verse 4. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Those that keep the law strive against them. 1624. Verse 5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those that seek Yahweh understand all. Ha ha! Praise Yahweh. Verse 6. Let me get a little drink of water here. Ah, that's better. Verse 6. Better the poor that walk in uprightness than those perverse, 6141, in their ways, though they are rich, 6223. A lot of evil rich men today, folks. Lots of evil rich men. And they just love all their toys. Verse 7. Whoever keeps, 5431, the law is an understanding son. But he that is a companion of, 7462, gluttons, 2151, read that as heavy partiers, shames, 3637, his father. You get a son of a good family goes out and gets hooked up with a bunch of wastrels, he's going to bring shame to his family. See that a lot. Rich kids going crazy. Verse 8. Pay attention to this. He that by usury, 5392, and oppressive interest, 8636, increases, 7235, his wealth, 1952, and shall gather it, 6908, for he that will show mercy to, 2603, the poor. He's going to lose it. It's going to be taken away from him and given to somebody that's going to dispense it to the poor. That's what's coming, folks. All you usurers out there, you Edomite trash. Verse 9. He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is abomination. If you don't want to keep Yahweh's commandments, he's not going to hear your prayer. Verse 10. Whoever causes the upright, 3477, to go astray, 7686, in an evil way, shall fall himself into his own pit, 7816. But the blameless, 8549, shall receive, 5157, good things, 2896. Verse 11, the rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor that has discernment, 995, searches him out, 2713. In other words, he sees the truth of him. Yeah, you're rich, but you're rotten and no good. Verse 12, when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory, 8597. But when the wicked rise up, 6965, and Adam disguises himself, 2664, as hides. And you can reference Proverbs 28, verse 28 on that one. It's coming up again in this proverb. Verse 13, he that covers up his transgressions shall not prosper. 6743. And that means conceals wrongdoings. But whoever confesses, 3034, and forsakes them, 5800, shall have mercy, 7355. All right, happy. Or blessed, that's 835. It's usually better to translate this blessed because it's more apropos as to context. Some versions have have happy, but listen to this and you'll understand. Blessed is the Adam that is in dread, 6342, always, 8458. All right? In dread means as fears sin. Okay? Blessed is the Adam that fears sin always. But he that hardens, 7185, his heart shall fall into evil circumstances, 7451. That can also mean calamity. Verse 15. Like a roaring, 5098, lion, 738, and a charging, 8264, bear, 1677. So is a wicked ruler over the poor people. He oppresses the poor. Verse 16. The ruler, 5057, that lacks, 2638, understanding, is also a great oppressor, 4642. But he that hates, 8130, dishonest gain, 1215, shall prolong, 748, his days. Verse 17, I'll explain this when I'm done. An Adam that is oppressed by, 6231, the blood of any person shall flee, 5127, to the pit. Let no man support him, 8551. An Adam that is oppressed by, that means is guilty of, he has blood guilt because he's killed somebody. The blood of any person shall flee to the pit. The pit is death, okay? Let no man support him. Verse 18. Whoever walks uprightly shall be saved, 3467. But the perverse, 6140, of ways shall fall all at once, 259, verse 19. He that tills the ground shall have plenty of bread, but he that pursues vanities, 7386, that's worthlessness, shall have poverty in plenty. Poverty is 7389. That's straight common sense. Oh, I gotta itch my left ear. I have headphones on. And there's something in the headphones. A little piece of fiber or something was tickling my ear. Drive me crazy. Verse 20. A faithful, 530, a faithful man shall abound, 7227, with blessings, 1293. But he that is hasty, 213, to be rich, 6238, shall not be free from punishment. That's all one word, 5352. Verse 21, to acknowledge, 5234, that's to show favor to or be partial to, in judgment or in business, okay? To acknowledge persons is not good, because over a piece, 6595, of bread, a man, 1397, will transgress, 6586. Verse 22. A man that hastens, 926, to Wealth, 1952, is evil of eye. That means a miser or greedy. And does not consider or know that poverty, 2639, shall come. Verse 23. He that rebukes an atom afterwards shall find more favor than he that flatters, 2505, with the tongue. Because if you tell a fella the truth, if he's a good fella, you say, yeah, well, you were right. But if you just shine him on, yeah, you're doing okay there. Just keep going. He's going to find out he did wrong later. And he says, why'd you tell me just to keep going when you knew I was doing wrong? What's the matter with you? That shows you he's not your real friend when he just flatters you. They call people like that a suck-up today. Okay. Whoever robs, 1497, his father or his mother, and says, it is no transgression, 6588. The same, 1931, is a companion, 2270, pardon me, of a man of destruction, 7843. Going to steal from his own parents. He's going to hang out with bad people. He probably stole from them to get his money for his dope. See a lot of that. Verse 25. He that is arrogant, 7342, of heart, 5315. That's inner being. Okay, 5315. Arrogant of inner being stirs up, 1624. Strife, 4066. But he that trusts in Yahweh shall be made fat, 1878. When they use that made fat, made prosperous, okay? First, Hebrew is a different language. They use different terms. Verse 26. He that trusts in his own mind is a fool. But whoever walks in wisdom, he shall escape punishment. 4422. Become wise if you're arrogant and you think you're right all the time, you're going to pay a price for it. Verse 27. He that gives to the poor shall not lack. But he that hides, 5956, his eyes shall have many a curse. 3994, that's talking about somebody that ignores their poverty. And here is the last verse of Proverbs 28. It'll be the last one for today. When the wicked, and you can reference Proverbs 28:12. On this, when the wicked rise up, Adamites hide themselves. 5641. But when they perish, that's just number 6, the righteous become many. 7235. Their death corrects the ways of many people. There has been many, many good sayings today. A lot of knowledge and learning. I have enjoyed Proverbs tremendously, as I enjoyed Psalms. Friday's going to be the last of the book of Proverbs, and then the following Monday on the 24th, we will be starting in the book of Job. Now, David James did a long, just superb dissertation on Job. I am going to be stressing more on the Hebrew words and what they mean. It's going to be more of a word study, not necessarily the meanings, the deep meanings behind them, as Dave did. I've got all of that downloaded and saved because it was just wonderful. And I can't say anything higher than it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's all I can say. And it was a blessing to me as to everybody else. My take on Job is going to be different because I'm not going to get into the philosophy as much as the actual word study, so you understand the words better. That's what we do here. And then I will be getting into the Song of Songs and Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, that's Nehemiah, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. That'll take some time because that parallels the books of Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles does. It's the words of the days, okay? Dibre de Yomim. Yomim, pardon me. My mouth is a little dry. My tongue is sticking to the roof of my mouth. I need more water. But that will commence on Monday the 24th. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 books, including Job, and then the Old Testament, quote-unquote, will be finished. Then I will start on apocryphal books. I have extensive notes on the book of Jasher, paralleling it to what's in the accepted scripture. I think everybody should have a copy of the book of Jasher because it imparts a lot more knowledge than what churchianity has cut out of scripture. They have really deleted a lot of the books, doing us a disservice, a great disservice. And I am going to try to correct their error. We will get into everything. Pastor Visser has been getting into some of the non-canonized books lately. And there's been some very, very good studies on them. There's something to learn from all of this literature. You know, study to show yourself approved. Well, that's what this show is all about. A deep word study. And that's why it's called Word for Word. And I give you a lot of these Strong's numbers. Common words that are used all the time that have the proper meaning. I don't get into the Strong's numbers, but if we have some diverse words that are not usually seen, I like to get into that. A lot of people have learned a lot of Hebrew, and a lot of people write down what I'm saying and follow along with it. If you've missed some of my shows, they are archived on my website at http://www.pastor-steve.com. They're all available for your listening pleasure. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. It is time for me to go. And I will talk to you again on Friday the 21st. Praise Yahweh. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Right. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.